The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
Know what could really help you sort through these important issues?
What? Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet shit.
Let's get it on. Ball four. Ball game over. Rockies win in walk-off fashion again. Literally on a walk. 4-3. The Rockies take 3 of 4 from the Dodgers.
That's courtesy of AT&T Sports. I tell you what, just when you think you're going to stick a fork in the Rockies, like, I didn't even pay attention this weekend, Troy. It was like, oh, the Dodgers are coming to town. They're going to, you know, it's going to go 2-2 the series, or 3 out of 4 for the Dodgers, and the Rockies essentially going to be done. They're right back in the thick of things. They played themselves right back into this thing.
You've tried to bury them.
I have. And multiple times.
I had that experience today driving in. A hearse cut me off, and I'm thinking, this guy doesn't have a lot to lose.
Right, exactly.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
But they, hey, give them all the credit. It was a 4-3 homestand. Ideally, you want to go 5-2. But when they lost and got walked off, I said this to Zach and Brandon the other day. I mean, their bullpen's blown more saves than the cast of Baywatch. And the fact that they're still in this thing is unbelievable, because their pen in this month has been the worst in baseball outside of the Brewers, I believe. And yet here they are. They're hanging around. It's a credit to their resiliency that they're making this month matter. But now, I know fans, it's hard. The hard part, they go to Houston and face Verlander and Cole. Houston's lost 8 straight at home, but they're still Houston.
Right.
Still a World Series contender and the defending champ. And then they go to Atlanta, a team that's in the playoff mix. So as great as this homestand was in this weekend, they can't let up. And they need Nolan Arenado to get healthy.
Right.
They can't have. He's missed the last couple days. Pinch hit. But they got to get him back in the lineup, especially on the road.
Yeah, there's no question about that, especially for defense. He saves runs. 1.5 games out of the division. 2.5 games out of the wild card. I think they're going to have to win this division. The good thing is September is pretty much all division games.
You control it.
You kind of control that deal. Next in the Morning Brew.
Lindsay to Kelly's left. Now going to the pattern. And there it is. Philip Lindsay into the end zone. Touchdown.
There you go. 9 News on the call. Steve Levy, Brian Griese. They had a great game. Great game call, man. I really enjoyed the two of them talking about the Broncos, calling that game. And, you know, the hometown hero, Philip Lindsay. I mean, that kid, he just keeps showing up, doesn't he? He just keeps looking the part. And obviously that touchdown, a little Texas route, really exciting as the Broncos score a touchdown there. I think that made it 28-27. Broncos, Chad Kelly's second touchdown of the night. That was fun and good for him, man. He's making a name for himself. He's carving his kind of niche on this roster.
Quickly on the broadcast, Steve Levy, good dude. Brian Griese's excellent, as we know. I miss Ron Zappolo. I grew up with Ron Zappolo, and so I do miss him. But Levy had a night. They had a nice broadcast. Philip Lindsay, his versatility is the key, Mark. Because does he make it just as a running back? I don't know, because they really like David Williams. Again, and Devontae Booker, for me, at some point, I mean, you got to start thinking of him as a bubble guy. I know they won't,
later.
But you got to start thinking about what is his role. Maybe it's third down back, but Philip Lindsay on special teams, I thought he and McKenzie were competing for one spot. If that's the case, Lindsay's in trouble. So for me, Lindsay not only has to continue to show acumen on special teams, but he's got to move ahead of David Williams to make this team. Can he do that? Yes, but he's got to finish strong. He's not there yet, and Kelly made a statement.
Yes, he did.
Kelly made a statement with that group.
He certainly did. Next in the Morning Brew.
Darnold out of the shotgun, drops the throw. Steps up in the pocket, scrambles right, throws at the front right pylon. It's caught. Dancing inside the end zone is Charles Johnson, and he's got a jet touchdown. The toe tap by Johnson. And Sam Darnold does indeed have his first preseason touchdown pass as the quarterback of the New York Jets.
That's a little Jets radio right there. The Jets and Sam Darnold, young quarterbacks playing pretty well. We've talked about the young quarterbacks. It looks like Sam Darnold's going to have a chance to start for the New York Jets. I mean, that's what it ends up looking like. So of all the quarterbacks that were taken in that first round, he's the guy that looks like he may be the opening day starter for his football team.
He looks the part, number one. And he has the easiest pathway to the lineup because the Browns insisted, despite Baker Mayfield's nice debut, Tyrod Taylor's the starter. Actually, I think that makes sense, too, if you look at their schedule. Mm. You know, let Tyrod go out there for the first month, and then you bring Mayfield in. Because if you bring the kid in first and he fails, then it creates, oh, man, we got the wrong guy. Now he's going to sit for a month. Sam Darnold, physically, if I'm the Browns, I'm a little worried when I watch Sam Darnold. All due respect to Baker Mayfield. Sam Darnold looks like a guy who's going to be in the league for 15 years.
Right.
Having a nice career. Nice career. And that, I will say this, that was the guy the Broncos wanted by draft day. They had moved off Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
The one guy they were going to take, if somehow they traded up or if he were available at five, was Sam Darnold. Not Josh Rosen. They obviously passed on Rosen. But Darnold looked the part. Jets haven't had, I think, 4,000-yard passer since Joe Namath. They haven't won a Super Bowl since Joe Namath. They desperately want their franchise quarterback, and it looks like it could be Sam Darnold.
Yeah, they did go to an AFC championship game, though.
With Mark Sanchez.
Yeah. And they did that, you know, a couple times. So, anyhow, but you're right. No Super Bowl appearances. I will say this, and I'm in agreement with you when it comes to the easiest path. And I think the other thing that makes that an easier path for Sam Darnold with the Jets is you've got a guy named Josh McCown who has thrived in that role as a mentor, who has embraced that role as a mentor. And one of the reasons that that guy continues to hang in this league for, you know, a long period of time is because he loves to mentor those young quarterbacks. Next in the Morning Brew.
Clock at 34. Peterman drops the throw, throws it out to the right side. It is knocked and picked off by Jalen Ramsey. He tipped it in the air. He made a diving interception, and it's the Jaguars football at midfield.
There's Jags radio. The suspension of Jalen Ramsey for violating team rules, conduct not becoming of a Jaguar player or something of that nature. Also, Dante Fowler. There's a big fight at Jags practice, and apparently between Ngakoue and Fowler, and Jalen Ramsey started cussing out the media because they were filming it. Like, and then he went on a Twitter rant about how the media was whatever, like, you shouldn't be filming. Like, that's the media's job, and the fight is a piece of news, for crying out loud. Like, I mean, if you're there, you're covering it, Troy, and there's a big fight between, you know, whoever, maybe Shane Ray and you know, another, and Bradley Chubb. I mean, that's news. You're going to cover that.
Well, if it's during open viewing period when we can film, you're absolutely going to film it. And I get Jalen Ramsey sticking up, quote, air quotes, for his teammates. Okay, but I don't tell you how to play cornerback. If I'm out there and it's an open viewing period where we can film, I wouldn't be doing my job. It'd be negligent if I don't put my camera phone out and get that. That's news. I mean, come on, Jalen. I mean, give me a break. I mean, there's cameras everywhere in this world with people with phones. So did he think it wasn't going to get out? I mean, stop. But Ramsey, that's who he is. He picks fights. He picked a fight with A.J. Green last year, mm-hmm. called him soft, you know, and fought. I thought he got slammed down by Green. But this is who he is as a cornerback. He plays. He's kind of like a modern, younger version of Talib. He's going to challenge everything, challenge everyone. Teammates, I think, genuinely like that part of him, but he's got to find a way to kind of control some of this because now you're suspended for a week. I don't think, I'll ask you this, if this is regular season, is he suspended right now?
No, he's not suspended. You know, he'll get a firm talking to, but I mean, the kid is
ultra-talented.
Yeah, ultra-talented player. He's a great player, a very short memory, which you have to have if you're going to be a number one type cover corner, which he is. There's no question about that. I remember watching a game, I was going to call a game, and watching them play against the Steelers, where on the very first play of the game, he gets beat by Antonio Brown for about a 55-yard, you know, completion. And he just walks right over the sideline and goes, I got this. Like, it's no big deal. And pretty much they end up crushing the Steelers that game. I mean, beating them down. And, you know, the rest of the day, I think, you know, I think Antonio Brown had another four or five catches for, like, minimal yardage. So, I mean, that's who this kid is. This kid is supremely gifted, supremely talented, and you know, he's got a mouth on him. And you've got to be able to control that. It's like OBJ. At some point, you can be your own worst enemy. At some point, you got to figure out the balance between being aggressive and you know, talking the talk and doing all that stuff and just playing well and making sure you don't let your team down. So that's it for the Morning Brew. Preseason game number one in the books. We'll talk about the winners and the losers.